Happy New Year to everybody. No, this is not John Carlson. This is Ari Hoffman, your afternoon drive host on this January 2nd of 2025. For 450 days, people have been asking me the same question over and over and over again. Ari, we know you're Jewish. Ari, we know you care about the stuff in the Middle East. We know you care about Israel. We know you're anti-terror. We're all anti-terror, but why should we care about what's going on thousands of miles away? And yesterday, for the people who haven't been paying attention, they finally got their answer with two back-to-back incidents that are both being investigated as terrorist attacks, and we were completely unprepared for them. When people march through the streets chanting, "Globalize the Intifada," this is what they mean. For those not in the know, an Intifada is an armed uprising. It's chanted by Muslims to go against whoever they feel at that point has wronged them. This is the chant of radical Islam, of Islamic extremists. And they say, "Globalize the Intifada," which means they want violence in the streets of whatever country they're living in, be it the U.S., Australia, Canada, whatever Western society it is. And that's what we saw on New Year's Day. First of all, Bono lied to all of us. No, it is not all quiet on New Year's Day. You are a liar, an absolute liar. I saw a great meme yesterday, which is a guy going, "Man, I can't wait for this year to be over." And it's like, dude, it's January 1st. The amount of things that happened yesterday is insane. Absolutely insane. In the year 2000, during the second Intifada, which was in Israel, over 1,000 people were killed who were Jews, who were Christians, who were Muslims, by radical Palestinian terrorists. And the bigger threat that we're now seeing here in the U.S. is what happens when you get homegrown terrorists, which these two people seem to be, these two suspects. People say, why should we care about this? You're seeing it happen on the streets of American cities right now. So let's go over what happened. So early hours of New Year's Day, some lunatic drives a truck into the New Orleans festivities near Bourbon Street, plows down people, runs down people, then gets out of the truck and begins opening fire on people. 15 people so far have been declared dead. Now, when you go through this person's history, there's a lot of troubling things. One, U.S. born. Two, was in the military and was highly decorated in the military, served with distinction in our military, and then went on to do something like this? That's troubling. So, we are digging into this person's past, and we are seeing issues with finances, multiple broken marriages, but then we're seeing something else. You have this massive terrorist attack, so bad that they postponed the Sugar Bowl till today. And you wonder, how does something like this happen? Well, for anybody who's been to New Orleans, and I have been, it's one of the best vacations I ever went on, great city, they usually have up these barricades that come out of the ground, but apparently they're in the process of redoing them and replacing them so they weren't there. Now, these kind of ramming attacks are not uncommon. We've seen these before. Just a couple of years ago, we had the Christmas attack where a guy drove a truck into a parade, a Christmas parade. So they actually know this is a danger. But rather than getting new barricades installed in time for New Year's, rather than using heavy equipment or law enforcement vehicles to block the area, this guy was able to drive around the cop cars that are blocked there. What's the point of having the cop cars there if this person can just drive around it? As soon as I saw ramming attack and shooting, I knew it was terrorism. But my question is why the woke FBI in New Orleans didn't know it was terrorism. The first press conference they did was a disaster. You know a lot of people are dead. Anybody with half a brain knows this is terrorism. But this person with a nose ring who the FBI sends out there to do the press conference is apparently the only one in the world who doesn't know this. And there's a few things about the press conference that went bad. And conservative media had a field day with this. Number one, normally when you do this kind of press conference, you have the grizzled, more senior officer come out. And this is a young person who looks like they just got hired 6 months ago thanks to the new DEI program they're pushing in New Orleans. This person comes out, and here's what they say.
Kirkpatrick said, we'll be taking over the investigative lead for this event. This is not a terrorist event. What it is right now is there improvised explosive devices that was found.
Wait, hang on. Not a terrorist event. But there's improvised explosive devices that were found in the truck at the scene and scattered throughout the French Quarter, but it's not terrorism. What would you call it? You want to say it's not foreign terrorism? Okay. You want to say we're not sure if it's domestic? Fine. But not terrorism? Terrorism is to terrorize people, and people were terrified if you've seen the video. What kind of incompetent nonsense is this? And then, to make matters worse, they have a press conference later in the day. And this is the one where all the officials come out and try to look all important for the cameras because they're always running for something. And they have the same moron from the FBI out there leading the press conference. The exact same one.
This is an ongoing investigation that's rapidly evolving. So there are some questions I'll be unable to answer at this time. The FBI is the lead investigative agency, and we're investigating this as an attack of terrorism along with our partners.
Okay, hang on. So let me make sure I got this right. It's not terrorism, then it is terrorism. This is like a meme ready to happen. Just give a listen.
This is not a terrorist event. What it is right now is there improvised explosive devices that was found.
A few moments later.
And we're investigating this as an attack of terrorism.
Seriously, they did the meme. They seriously did the meme. It's the SpongeBob thing. That's exactly what it is. And this is crazy. Absolutely crazy. What kind of morons are running the show around here? Now, this police chief, you're going to love this. This police chief, Kirkpatrick, Fitzpatrick, somebody's Patrick, like SpongeBob and Patrick, whoever this police chief is, guess where she was an absolute failure and has managed to be promoted up and fail upwards her entire career? Washington State. Then she was so bad at her job here, she managed to get promoted to become a police chief in Oakland, California. And then did such a bad job there. Sure, New Orleans, let's hire her. Sure, it'll be fantastic. What a disaster. Who's actually calling the shots over there? Who's actually making the decisions over there? So now they admit it's terrorism. But at the same time, we know less than we knew before. Now they're digging into this guy's background, and they find out what? They find out that this guy was having issues recently, was starting to act erratically, and was likely going to a nearby mosque. Okay. Now, when things go wrong in the Jewish community or any other religion, what do they always do? You always see the leaders of that community come out and say, nope, we want nothing to do with this. We condemn it in the strongest possible terms. This is wrong. This is awful. Like, for example, when that Palestinian kid was killed in the United States a month after October 7th, every rabbi in town went to condemn it. Every rabbi went to the funeral to say, this doesn't represent us. Where are all the imams? Where are all the imams? Where's everybody from the Arab community? Where's everybody from the Muslim community? You never hear jack squat. Instead, what did we get? Apparently, and this is according to one of the investigative journalists over at the Daily Wire, what happened was the mosque, which is right nearby, which may have radicalized this guy, sends out a letter to its entire congregation saying, don't talk to the FBI, law enforcement, or the media. Instead, refer them to CARE. I've been sounding the alarm on CARE for long since before October 7th. The Council for American Islamic Relations, those guys, they were established shortly after 9/11 to cut back on Islamophobia, and yet it turns out they are just another terrorist organization, and it's long past time for the U.S. government to designate them as such. They were listed as an unindicted co-conspirator in the Holy Land Foundation trial, which was funneling millions of dollars to terrorist organizations. It was one of the largest Muslim charities in the U.S., and they were funneling all that money to Hamas and other terrorist groups. And CARE was part of it. And now the representatives from CARE are linked to terror. Their very own co-founder said the October 7th attacks made him happy. And now you're telling me that rather than letting people talk to law enforcement or the FBI or the media, you're saying, hey, let's get this terrorist-linked group to answer all the questions for us. Now we have all this, and this was only the first terror attack we had yesterday. Shortly thereafter, somebody drives a Cybertruck up to the Trump Hotel and Casino on the Las Vegas Strip, which is packed with fireworks, gas, and other combustibles, and blows the sucker up. It is now being investigated as potential terror. And we're finding out more about the guy behind that one, who was also a member of the U.S. military, who served at the same base as the guy from New Orleans. So you have this connection between the two of them. And does that mean they knew each other? Were they there at the same time? We don't have the answers yet. But what's amazing to me is how the media cover this. The media tried to make it look like it was a battery fire on the Tesla. Yeah, the thing just spontaneously combusted. Have there been other examples of Teslas catching fire? Well, we've covered them on the show. But with regards to the Cybertruck, we haven't seen them. And when you see the video of that explosion, that is certainly intentional. You can even hear the fireworks going off in one of the videos out of the back of that truck. Was this somebody trying to send a message? Elon Musk, Donald Trump, we're against you. There's a lot of questions regarding that. But now you have back-to-back possible terrorist incidents. One is for sure. The other one likely is as well. And this is what globalize the Intifada means. Now, hours after these attacks, you had hundreds of Hamasniks marching through the streets of New York, chanting to globalize the Intifada, calling for the end of America, calling for the end of Israel, calling for the deaths of anybody who opposes them, and they were allowed to take over the streets of Manhattan, just allowed to shut down traffic and march through the streets. Your First Amendment rights does not include violating the law. You want to protest about whatever you want to protest? You want to say whatever dumb thing you want? You are allowed to, thanks to our Constitution. But yet, Eric Adams going to a menorah lighting and saying, I stand with you. If you stand with America, if you stand with Jews, if you stand with Western civilization, then shut down the terrorist supporters walking through your streets and blocking traffic. When they say globalize the Intifada, this is what they want. This is what they mean. I have lived through Intifadas before. I remember saying prayers in high school for the victims of these things. I remember saying prayers in college for the victims of these things. And you know what? Every day, horrific scenes of buses being ripped apart by explosions, of people's bodies laying in the streets. And that was before we had social media. When they say globalize the Intifada, they're either too dumb to realize what they are asking for, or they know damn well what they're asking for, and they want to bring it here, which is even more mind-blowing, that they actually want this on the streets of America. This is what they want to see here, which is crazy. Absolutely crazy. And here's something else, which I've been concerned about for a while. This is homegrown terror. We haven't even heard from the terrorists who have managed to come in here thanks to Biden's border crisis. I am petrified of a black swan event that could happen even if Trump is president. because the media will be like, Trump didn't protect us. Trump didn't protect us. And meanwhile, it was Biden who let them into the country. It was Harris who let them into the country. It was Democrats who let them into the country with this insane open border proposal. You want to know where open borders get you? UK and the European Union are lost. Have you seen what's going on there? Have you seen how the Islamic fascists run the streets there? Have you seen what's happening in Canada? They control the countries. They control the places that are supposed to be the outposts of Western civilization. The ones who started Western civilization. And they're being taken over by this radical ideology thanks to open borders. It's not a question of if we get hit. It's a question of when we get hit. And as we saw from the response from the woke FBI down in New Orleans, are we prepared to get hit? A lot of people say, oh, January 20th, everything's going to be perfectly fine. Well, the problem is it takes time to undo this mess. And it's going to take years, years to undo everything Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and the Democrats have done. And we are woefully unprepared. And what I am concerned about is what happens when the other shoe drops, and then the shoe after that, and the shoe after that, and the shoe after that. Please God, I'm wrong, but I haven't been so far. Lots more to discuss as the show continues. You're listening to Ari Hoffman here on Talk Radio 570 KVI. Looks like there's some updates with what happened in New Orleans. Phil, what'd you find for us during the break?
Press conference just wrapping up. Louisiana governor, New Orleans mayor, ATF, FBI. The FBI saying right now no definitive link between the Bourbon Street terrorist attack New Year's morning, and then the Cybertruck explosion in Las Vegas. So no connection between those two cases as of right now. But they do provide the disclaimer. It's still early in the investigation. And then the other one is that the agency, FBI, says no one else involved now in the New Orleans terrorist attack, after they said that there were people that were either placing an IED inside the vehicle that crashed and rammed into 15 people, killing them. So that has been a slight change now in the narrative from the federal authorities.
It seems also, I saw this one here, that the suspect intended to kill his family but was concerned media attention wouldn't be focused on the war between believers and disbelievers. We're going to have any conversations about, oh, I don't know, the religion of peace? Maybe we should have those conversations sooner rather than later. We go to the Warrior Injury Law studio line, take a call from our good friend Quentin. Quentin, what's going on?
I wish it was under better circumstances for a new year, but here we are.
Well, hang on. Quentin, I know we got some bad news today, but did you hear that Robert Pattinson is not going to be the DC Batman? I'm just FYI. He's not going to be him for the new universe.
What?
Yeah. Announcement today, so I want to put a smile on your face before we talk about the heavy stuff.
Oh, man. Oh, wow. Wow, I'm having whiplash.
I don't want to be totally heavy around here today, which is why I'm so happy I saw it was you calling, my man. What's going on? What's on your mind?
I appreciate that. I think you put you made a fine point on the FBI's, on the federal government's knee-jerk reaction for PR. Anytime we have an attack like this that is sometimes painfully obvious has something to do with terrorism, and we don't know. We can probably say there's an 80 to 90% chance it is of Islamic origin or motivation. And their first response is, no, it's not what you think. It's not what you want to suspect. You know, people've been experiencing these attacks for a while, and we can conclude, and we are rational human beings. They don't have to sugarcoat situations. Just tell us the information. We don't need to be coddled psychologically, intellectually, and for all intents and purposes, you know, we know how to add 1 + 1 = 2. And another thing, presentation is everything. I mean, if the FBI is going to put a special agent in charge as their point person to speak to the press, they need to have someone there who has a lot more authority, who exudes confidence. And that young woman sounds like, you know, any other college-age student with that annoying inflection of tone, you know, with the and the like, no.
Sounds like, she gave a speech at her sorority, and she's hoping that everybody's listening to, like, the wet t-shirt contest or something. Now, mind you, the other one, Kirkpatrick, Fitzpatrick, whatever her name is, who's from our area, that looks like woke meets AARP up there. That's that one over there on the other side. So you've got these two people that I wouldn't, oh, and then they have what's-his-face, Senator Kennedy up there, who just looks like he came back from a fishing trip. Who's standing up there with the rest of them? I mean, they could not have botched this worse. See, me, cross party line. Senator Kennedy, I don't know what the hell you're doing up there, man. You just, it looks crazy. It looks like somebody said, hey, Grandpa, come along for the press conference. It gives me no confidence they're going to fix anything.
Yeah, if I wanted to cast people who are going to be members of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., I would not pick any of those characters. None of them.
Very good. Very good. Yeah, I'll tell you, looking at these things, as soon as I heard about it, I woke up yesterday with a slight hangover. I woke up yesterday and I'm thinking to myself, what the hell is going on? And then, of course, as soon as I hear what's going on, I say, well, my guess is it's not Presbyterians. You know, they're not really known for their terrorist ways. But I'll tell you something else, Quentin. My son's in New York right now. He's visiting friends, and I know they were planning on going to Manhattan today. Now, as we speak, the lunatic Hamasniks are out in the streets because they're not back at work yet, if they ever go back to work. And what are they doing? They're calling to globalize the Intifada again, like they did yesterday. And I said to my son, number one, don't stand at the edge of a subway platform. Stand with your back against the wall because they got that problem in New York. But number two, keep your head on a swivel if you go to someplace like Times Square because you don't know if there's going to be more of these things. And I cannot believe I am having the same conversation with my son that my parents and my school had to have with me when I went to school in Manhattan in the 1990s.
That's terrible. It's a horrifying time we live in.
Yeah, it really is. Well, Quentin, hearing your voice always puts a smile on my face. So thank you so much for calling on this really messed up day and wishing you and yours a happy new year, my friend.
Likewise, my friend. I'll stay in touch.
All right. Good deal, buddy. Thanks so much for calling. You want to be part of the show? You give us a call or a text on the Warrior Injury Law Studio line at 206-421-5757. That's 206-421-5757. Now, mind you, around here in Seattle, things ain't much better. Now, thank God we haven't had a terrorist attack, but the stuff that's going on a regular basis is chasing businesses out of town, and it looks like 2025 is going to be second verse, same as the first, which we've been doing for how many years now? So you remember over the summer, we found out that Starbucks was temporarily, and if you're watching the show over on Facebook, X, YouTube, and Rumble, I'm using my giant air quotes, temporarily closing some high-trafficked stores down near Pike Place Market. Well, just before the new year, they made it official. These are permanent closures of stores. Exactly. Now, for those of you who don't live in the Seattle area, these are the stores across from the Pike Place Market. Big, high-traffic, touristy area where people just are tired of the crime. By the way, something else about the Pike Place Market. You know, I know there's this debate about whether or not you close that one little street where people can drive through. After what happened this weekend, should there even be a debate anymore? Of course that street should be closed because some lunatic in a car can come plow into the people at a high tourist location. We don't let people drive through Seattle Center. So, close that one stupid street, and if you're dumb enough to drive down there in the first place, that's your problem. I am fine with closing that street as long as there is access for the vendors who are working there. And I'm sure you could come up with a solution as long as you don't consult somebody from the Seattle government. I'm sure you could come up with something normal. And you look at this stuff, it doesn't look like 2025 is going to be any better than 2024. And this isn't just a problem in Seattle. This isn't just an issue in King County. This is the entire state. We're seeing these kinds of problems. And this is what you get when you have the least amount of police officers in the entire U.S., but also looking nationally. This is what you get when you put the wrong people in at the FBI. This is what you get when you have the wrong people doing investigative work. And there was a video I saw, Phil. I don't know if you saw it. It's Bourbon Street, and clearly there's some police officers standing around, and they're all talking with each other. But then you hear the pop, 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 pop,
pop. This is on the corner video?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've seen this too.
So you have the pop, 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 and they all go running. The rank and file are the ones who keep us safe. The rank-and-file FBI agents, the rank-and-file police officers, they're the ones who keep us safe. They're run by incompetent morons at the top, which is what the problem is.
And, like, you had this conversation with one of the listeners last hour that called in about the acting FBI agent in New Orleans who initially told reporters this is not terrorism-related, and it was just kind of the default answer, right? And the FBI agent in New Orleans could easily have said, hey, we're looking at all possibilities. Right now, we just don't know.
Right. It's but too early to tell.
Answer, yeah. And this kind of reveals the political bias of this FBI agent in charge in New Orleans when the very simple answer could have been, hey, we're looking at all possibilities. It's early investigation. We don't know.
We
need to get more information. Right. But instead gives this answer that she then has to reverse a couple of hours later. And now you know why there is such a lack of trust in so many government officials. Because they say one thing, and then, oops, we didn't know, oops,
right.
We found this more information out, now we're completely changing our answer.
And they're more worried about the narrative and the optics than what's actually going on. There's nothing wrong with saying, I don't know. And then you don't become a Babylon Bee headline like that woman in New Orleans. Got a whole lot more to discuss as the show continues. You want to be part of the show, text us at 206-421-5757. Man, those electric cars, those EVs are getting so smart. Did you know that trucks can now drive themselves? Do you know they can now drive themselves into crowds of people and then hop out of themselves and open fire on police officers?
You might almost have to call for a 5-day waiting period to obtain one.
There you go. Very good, Phil. Very good. In fact, in this case of the two terrorist incidents we saw yesterday, you have a Cybertruck and you have a Ford EV. Now, both of these vehicles did not drive themselves and commit these acts on their own, but so many media outlets picked up the Associated Press narrative, where they make it sound like the truck drove itself into these crowds of people, detonated itself in front of the Trump Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas. And it's insane. Our own media did this. And this is something that drives me bonkers. I get that you pick up from the AP or other wire services, and you just run it because your newsrooms are so short-staffed. But at the same time, change a headline, something, or say we're not running that version of the story because the headline is so stupid and we're going to get raked over the coals for it? Or is there something more nefarious here? It's one thing to say we don't know anything about the suspect, but why don't you say suspect drives truck into crowd killing? Why do you say suspect drives truck to casino detonating? Why don't you say any of that kind of stuff? Instead, it's the truck that did it. Here, you want some of these winners here? Here we go. At least 10 dead after truck crashes into New Orleans crowd, Reuters. 10 killed, 30 injured as truck crashes into New Orleans New Year's Eve crowd, USA Today. Then you got this one. Fox 35 in Orlando. Truck plows into crowd celebrating New Year's on Bourbon Street. Al Jazeera, woohoo, 10 are dead. Oh, no, wait, they didn't actually write that, but that's what they would have written if they could. Let's remember, the Palestinian Authority in the West Bank just said no more Al Jazeera, and they kicked them out. Hey, where's the worldwide condemnation? Because you know what? They did that when Israel kicked them out, but now the Palestinian Authority, the ones who pay terrorists to kill Jews, are now saying you guys are too radical for us. No, no, no. We don't want you operating here anymore. Bonkers. This is what wokeness gets you. They don't want to say Muslim guy. They don't want to say terrorism. And by the way, they didn't even want to say it with regard to the Trump one because they assumed that was going to be a Muslim guy, even though it's a white guy. Yeah, by the way, we're finding out more and more. There may be a bigger connection between these two than we know. So number one, they both served at the same military base. We're checking on what years they served. Did they serve together? Did they keep in touch afterwards?
I just saw an Associated Press report. It seems to say there is no overlap in their service at Fort Bragg.
No overlap in their service.
So okay. That's what the
Because there's a few interesting coincidences. They served at the same base at Fort Bragg, military intelligence aligned. In addition to that, they both rented the cars, the trucks, from the same company. Now, okay.
Through an app.
Well, right. If you say it's Hertz, okay, fine, I get it. But no, it's something called Turo. What Turo is, if you don't know what it is you can rent out your own car to other people. You just sign up and your car's sitting in the driveway and the person can come get the thing.
It's Airbnb for
cars.
Exactly.
Just like I was going to Airbnb is a perfect example.
Now, here's the most messed up thing. You realize that means the guy rented somebody's $100,000 Tesla and blew it sky high. By the way, apparently Tesla has been working. Elon Musk himself and his top crew over there at Tesla have been working to track down who the driver was of the Tesla, where it charged, where it was rented from. They've been helping with the investigation. They're better at this than the FBI is. Crazy stuff.
I tell you what, I hope this guy took pictures before he rented, because it doesn't look the same as when he got it. I hope he got the insurance.
For the damage report.
Yeah, exactly. I will say, it's a great commercial for Tesla. You would think in this situation, it'd be really, really bad, but I'll tell you something, it's not. Because Elon Musk, when he first unveiled the Cybertruck, said this thing can take anything you can throw at it, bulletproof windows, all this stuff. And it seems like the Tesla controlled the blast because it's built so well that it was just feet away from the glass doors of the Trump Hotel and Casino. And the glass is perfectly fine after an explosion that massive.
Everything's intact.
You could still see the shell. You can still see it. Still look. It looks like it blew out the glass of the Tesla.
Yeah, short of the glass. Mm-hmm. I mean, think how much worse this could have been if this was a regular pickup truck. Not meant to withstand a blast. This thing. All the body panels, nothing. The bumpers are on the car.
Right. Oh, did you see this? The lights are still on in the car.
Yes.
So in certain pictures, however that system is done with the battery on the ground or whatever, the headlights are still on after the explosion, which is beyond crazy.
The fact that it was a Cybertruck is the reason the headlines don't read car bombing.
Exactly. Exactly right. And this, as you said, Zach, this could have been so much worse. And insanely, it wasn't. I mean, this could have been a lot worse if that had been any other vehicle.